Thank you, Pastor Marty. It's an honor to share here. And the first thing that comes to mind is the environment we're in this morning. Our lives are very much like a garden, and we have to cultivate that garden. And I know my life gets full of weeds sometimes, and coming into an environment like this helps us cultivate the garden to hear the Lord. I mean, you know, we start to worship, and I look at Jenny worshiping, and I say, someday I want to worship like that, you know? And then the most special thing to me is the time we just had listening to the voice of God and hearing our brothers and sisters share something that's on their heart. We're practicing hearing God together. And some of the sweetest verse, I think many times back to what it must have been like after the day of Pentecost in a smaller room with a smaller group, people just open to the Lord, hearing the Lord. That's very special. So the worship, but then the messages, they're just so beautiful and simple. Still thinking about the message on divine appointments. It's just, it's so meaningful every week, and the church is just so full of love. So it cultivates that garden so much, and it means so much to Monica and I on a daily basis. But another thing that I think of when I think of hearing the voice of God is life itself. Yes, we hear God in prayer. Yes, we hear him when we're kneeling, and we hear him in church. But life is meant to speak to us. What if your marriage isn't so much to make you happy as to make you the person that God wants you to be? Mm-hmm. What if raising children is the same way, to provoke us not to be selfish and to hear the Lord even in difficult times? So life is a wonderful way. And then Pastor Marty shared the idea that some of us, and also Jonathan did an excellent job, some of us do not hear God the same way as others. My wife is an example. She'll share on that in a minute. But with me, I've always been kind of a hyperactive person. So you sit me down, my mind's going to be going a million miles an hour. Or if I'm on my knees praying, I can do all those things. But the best way for me to hear God is when I am in action. I used to be a runner. When I would go out for long runs, I could write sermons afterwards on what I heard. When I walk, just being out in nature and moving, I tend to hear God more. And it's rarely a voice, Jonathan. It's rarely something that's happened to me at critical times, but it's an impression that comes to you. And you know the thoughts beyond you, but we all have different ways of doing that. And Monica, I've always admired because she does it in a different way with worship. You may want to share for a moment.
Well, first of all, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And I've had his strength through everything with joy, and I give glory to him that it got me through some bad things. But I just love to hear his voice. And you know, when we think about Adam and Eve walking with him in the garden, that's how natural it should be for us to just be walking in our everyday life and hearing the Lord. But I do have to put a preface on that. You have to be walking in the Spirit. If you're walking around just thinking what you have to do, what somebody else needs to do, you're not even focused. You're not even in tune. You have to first be in tune with your mind shut down, and then you'll hear things. And I know you've heard that a million times, but I just want to challenge you every day. Just, well, constantly be thinking about the Lord because he's so wonderful, always praising him. I mean, I go in my closet, I'm like, thank you for that dress. I love that dress. I mean, it's every little thing that I'm constantly thanking him for. And then he does really speak through praise. And I'll be hearing a song and a verse will just resonate in my heart. And I know so deeply that that's what I needed to hear. And then everyday things. This is a strange example, but I have dogs. I love dogs. There's dog lovers out here. But I thought I wanted a standard poodle. And we had this very interesting experience that I got a standard poodle, like after I talked to somebody, they needed to get rid of it, okay? We had it for 2 weeks, and I said, we do not need a standard poodle. I thought, you know, I really want this. And so, long story short, I kept saying, oh, you know, it was so nice to have a bigger dog and blah, 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 blah. And then it was so funny because I said that, and the Lord said, you had one. sounds like, yes, I did, Lord, thank you. But just those, you know, those little things that he'll just say, and then the wonderful things he speaks so deeply in your heart. And also, I just have to mention, I really felt like I needed to say this, that if you're not thinking about yourself, you're thinking about others and how you can serve them, how you can love them. And that's when the Lord really speaks to me, because if I'm going to the grocery store, if I'm worried about what I'm getting, I'm not going to notice the lady that needs encouraged. I'm not going to notice somebody who I just need to say, hey, you look fabulous today. People go nuts with that. It's just a showing God's kindness, but we can't even show his kindness unless we have a thankful, thankful attitude. And it's just, that's what he wants. He just loves us and just wants us to walk in thankfulness and constantly giving him glory because he's so worthy.